and violated congressional rules by not reporting stock options he received while he was a director of a Virginia high-tech company before being elected to the Senate 6 years ago. And a retired accountant from Nevada is the new jalapeno world champion after eating 247 peppers in 8 minutes at the Texas State Fair. Science and Business are next.
Most people would rather have a root canal than go to a dealer to buy a car. But you can turn dread into joy when you learn how to play the car buying game. Read the book, Right Car, Right Price, and you'll discover how the game is played and how you can win every time. Whether you're buying a car or a truck, new or used, Right Car, Right Price explains how to find and buy the vehicle best suited to your individual transportation needs. Auto Week called Right Car, Right Price the right stuff. So take the hassle out of car buying. Read Right Car, Right Price, and every time you get into your new car, you'll know you've got a great deal. Go online to rightcarrightprice.com to order your copy today. It only takes an hour to read Right Car, Right Price, and it just costs $10. We even pay the postage. So go to rightcarrightprice.com right now. It'll be one of the best decisions you ever make.
Another American, Edmund Phelps of Columbia University, has been named the recipient of the Nobel Prize for Economics, the sixth American to win a Nobel this year. In fact, all the recipients named so far in medicine, chemistry, physics, and now economics are Americans. The remaining Nobel Prize winners for literature and peace will be named later this week. Another recall from California's Salinas Valley, this one from Foxy Brands for leafy green lettuce sold last week in seven western states. The company says the lettuce may have been irrigated by water contaminated with E. coli, though no illnesses have been reported. Gas prices are down 14 cents a gallon from 2 weeks ago, but an industry analyst has said they may have bottomed out for a while. The CEO of Airbus has resigned in the wake of further delays in the production of its A380 Super Jumbo jet. YouTube has reached agreements with CBS as well as two major music labels, Vivendi's Universal and Sony's BMG, regarding video content. YouTube reached a similar agreement last month with Warner Music. And France's prime minister has announced that smoking will be banned in all enclosed public places in France beginning in February, although cafes, nightclubs, and restaurants will be given an extra year to comply. Gold is trading at $580 an ounce at this hour. Light sweet crude oil is up $1.06 at $60.82 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are up 46 points at 11. They're down 6 points at 11,844. The Nasdaq is up 10, and the S&P 500 is flat. More at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Diana.
And now from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
America, welcome to the Inside Scoop. The Speaker of the House, Denny Hastert, is the longest-serving Republican Speaker of the House in United States history. His term is almost up. I predict, and it's really not that hard a prediction to make, that Dennis Hastert will not be Speaker of the House come the beginning of the 110th Congress, even if the Republicans remain in power. He will almost certainly resign, because what Republicans are saying behind closed doors is no one has any confidence in him. So why not resign now? The majority of the American people know that he knew a lot about Congressman Mark Foley and his inappropriate advances toward pages. Long before today, and it's pretty clear he's going to resign after the elections. So why not resign now? Well, the reason, of course, is because that fits a pattern with Republicans' politics and accountability. Republicans believe that you should never show accountability to the voters, that it's vitally important never to admit to making a mistake. If you admit to making a mistake, the Republican political analysts believe, then the voters will punish you. But if you deny and you lie and you cover up, much as, say, Richard Nixon did in Watergate, you will not be punished at all. Of course, we know that Richard Nixon was punished, and I do expect, actually, the Republicans to be punished this fall. I think that there will not be a Republican Speaker of the House at all. The next Speaker of the House will be Democrat Nancy Pelosi. But Dennis Hastert won't be Minority Leader either. I suspect that will go to John Boehner, his second-in-command, who also has a series of lies on Foleygate. So what is this pattern? Why does it happen? Well, again, you just have to look at the past. Look at someone like George Tenet, a man, by the way, who very quietly came out a week ago and said that he never told George Bush that the Iraqi connection to Al-Qaeda or having weapons of mass destruction was a slam dunk. He never used those words. He does not recollect using those words. Well, but George Bush said he used those words, and Tenet had a choice. He could either get the Medal of Freedom, he could quietly go into the night, not with any blame for anything he'd done wrong, but to be kicked upstairs, so to speak, praised and retired. He chose the latter option. Look at someone like Rumsfeld, as we now know, not just from Woodward's book, but from more and more generals and people in the administration, and even from Colin Powell, making clear that a lot of people thought Rumsfeld had to go. That, again, the president believed that whatever Rumsfeld's mistakes, if you fire him, it's seen as admitting the mistakes. Better to keep incompetent people in power than it is to fire them, because, again, firing them admits to mistakes. So Hastert has rejected the call that he resigned by such newspapers as Reverend Sun Young Moon's, the primary conservative newspaper in Washington, Washington Times, run by the man who claims to be a messiah, who funnels millions, tens of millions of dollars into the Republican Party, Reverend Sun Young Moon. The Washington Times called for Hastert to resign, and he has refused. And so we get the dribs and drabs. More and more information, not surprising, that Congressman Foley had lots and lots of earlier contact with Pages. Now, what is the Republican story? Well, it is, number one, hey, we're going to have an investigation. It's going to take some time. It won't finish, of course, until after the elections, when it's too late to be held accountable. That, by the way, is a standard way of approaching scandals. Say, we're going to conduct an investigation, and we won't let you know about it until, well, the time for accountability is gone. That was certainly the case with the 9/11 Commission. It was certainly the case with what happened to get us into Iraq. You know now that the Republicans say that, oh, I'm not going to talk about what got us into Iraq. That's old news. That's old news. Now we need to talk about the problems of staying there. Well, the same is going to be true with Foleygate. By the time this investigation comes done, Denny Hastert will be out of office. Foley, of course, is out of office. The Republican election will have gone by the wayside, and then it'll be, it's too late to do anything about it. The other Republican response to Foleygate, of course, is blame the Democrats. Now, it's difficult to blame the Democrats when a Republican congressman is basically IMing and otherwise flirting and doing a lot more with Pages, and tells Republicans who tell other Republicans who tell other Republicans, and not a single Democrat is informed, even though they're supposed to be. Dale Kildee, the Democrat congressman from Michigan, on the Page board, was supposed to be informed. He wasn't. So how do you blame the Democrats? Well, right-wing talk radio blames the Democrats by saying, how dare Democrats be involved in helping let the American people know about sexual predators? It is more important, Republicans say, to keep those sexual predators in the closet, approaching children, asking them for sex, that's okay as long as you don't out them and so hurt a Republican election. And so we know now that in 2000, a Republican congressman talked to Mark Foley, Jim Colby of Arizona. In 2000, got notices from Pages that Foley was acting inappropriately. And so he informed Foley and told him to call it off. But did he inform the American people? No. Did he inform the people of Colby's district? No. We know that Kirk Fordham, a very honorable man, even though he's a Republican, certainly someone that I know to be truthful, though I don't agree with some of his cover-up of this scandal, but has made it clear that he spoke to Denny Hastert's deputy chief, Scott Palmer. That has been confirmed by another source in Hastert's office. So Palmer, of course, denies it. But did Hastert know? Of course he knew. And in fact, Hastert himself has made clear that he knew by saying, in effect, that the people working for him knew. It's all part of the circle the wagons and shoot at each other way that the Republicans have handled this scandal. I mean, way back when it first came out, on Tuesday, October 3rd, Hastert said, quote, "If Reynolds, Tom Reynolds, the New York number four in the congressional hierarchy of the Republicans, the head of the Republican Congressional Committee, who's now in a very tough race for his reelection, quote, if Reynolds told me it was in a line of things and we were in the middle of another crisis this spring, so I don't remember that. It wasn't that big a deal to Hastert. He defended the decision by several top staffers to handle the Foley matter without telling him. The Washington Post reports, quote, I see no reason to bump it up to me at that time, unquote. If congressmen are hitting on pages, nah, no big deal. No big deal. It's not even important enough for him to know about it. I don't want to know. Plausible deniability. The same thing with George Bush, right? Blame Tenet. Blame Condoleezza Rice for getting the memo, Bin Laden determined to attack the United States. Don't tell me. Plausible deniability. But as I've argued on this program in the past, how do you know? How do you know when a Republican high official has no plausible deniability? How do you know when he was told by subordinates the truth and he wants to blame it on his subordinates? It's easy. If the subordinates are still working for the Republican, then he's lying. I mean, after all, think about it this way. If your subordinates find out information that you need to know, and they don't tell you about it, isn't your first step going to be to fire them? I mean, if somebody working for you knows that someone in your office is a sexual predator, and it's your responsibility to hire or fire them, and they don't let you know that, aren't you going to fire the person? If someone in your office Well, I don't know if this happens in national security. Let's say in the military. You're in the military, and someone reporting to you knows that a terrorist is about to attack, and they don't tell you. Aren't you going to fire them? But if they do tell you, if they do tell you about the sexual predator, if they do tell you about the attack, then you can say, oh, I didn't know. But if you keep that person around, right, then they're not going to talk and say, yeah, I did tell him. So what's interesting is how the stories keep changing, how the lies keep changing, and how the Republicans come on the air, the talk radio, and try to do everything they can do. Blame the Democrats. Blame the Democrats for outing a sexual predator as if that's a bad thing. And, of course, try to say that really they had no reason to believe that Foley was a danger at all. Well, we'll talk more about that after the break, and also what it means for the thousands of closeted gay Republicans, the gay Republicans who are serving in Congress, both as members of Congress and also serving the various members of Congress. How do you deal with a political party that actively persecutes gays if you are gay yourself? What does it mean for these people? And what will come, I suspect, in the next few months is a witch hunt, as Republicans do best to purge any gay people who actively support their party. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. You can also call the Head On Radio Network at 877-4-HEAD-ON. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back after this.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
Bruce Birch Radio Program, weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m., connecting people.
Listen, not only we have the founding fathers and mothers, now we got the founding sisters. Don't forget about that, girl.
It's Wicked Witch of the North, huh, Peter?
Jim, I'm the Wicked Witch of the South. Glad to meet you, buddy.
Well, listen, I sent you an email. You haven't replied.
Dude, I replied to your email. I told you that we wanted to have you in chat.
I can't do it. They won't let me in.
Oh, please.
Is this a good idea?
You're a real, both of you are a total cap.
Bruce, I love you more.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to have to retreat to my Barbara Cartland novels and my box of bonbons.
Oh, God, the world's worst bitch fight on internet radio.
This is great. This is great. So, do I have to flip a coin, or what's the deal here?
Don't miss Bruce Birch, weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. on the Head On Radio Network. Here's a little test for you. Identify the following water-saving devices around your home. Using water wisely is important since our growing population puts pressure on this limited resource. Ready? That's water-saving device number 19, your outdoor faucet. Check faucets, sprinklers, and hoses for drips or leaks to save water and money. That's your toothbrush, water-saving device number 54. Turn the faucet off while you brush and save up to 25 gallons a month. It's water-saving device number 11, your water bill. If it's unusually high, you could have a leak. Learn to detect and repair leaks by contacting your water provider. Last clue? That's BeWaterSmart.net, a helpful website full of water-saving tips from the Water Conservation Coalition and your local water provider. There are a number of ways to save water, and they all start with you. Water, use it wisely.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop, talking, of course, about Foleygate. You know, when you read these IMs between this 52-year-old congressman and these 16, 17-year-old boys, it's, I don't know, there's certain things that really bug you. And for me, it wasn't even the sexual talk. I've certainly grown up. I've read sexual talk before. It was when the boy would say, my mom's calling, and you'd have Foley say, well, does she know what's going on? And no, she's not computer sophisticated. Or when the kid says, okay, you know, Mark Foley, enough of the sex talk. I got to do my AP homework. I don't know. Those times sort of made me a little twinge there. And what's interesting to me, and what's amazing to me, is how much of the religious right is defending this. James Dobson, all right, he's the main guy on the religious right. He's the one that they all look up to. He's actively for persecuting gay people, all right? Definitely wants gay people not to have rights. If Dobson had his way and you have a couple that's been together for 50 years and they're 70 or 80 and they're dying, Dobson would say, don't let that woman visit her partner in the hospital and make sure she can't will any money to her partner. I mean, these are actively gay-hating people. What did Dobson say about the Foley emails? He said he felt the pages were just playing a joke on Congressman Foley. A joke? Have you read those IMs? Why is it that someone who's supposed to be a paragon of the religious right doesn't care about a 52-year-old man hitting on 16-year-olds who are just trying to find their way in sexuality, if he happens to be a Republican and if it would embarrass the Republican Party? Where are Dobson's allegiances? I mean, here's a guy who would actively persecute monogamous gay couples. He would actively persecute consenting adults who lived and loved each other for 40 years. But thinks it's just a joke when a 52-year-old man tries to solicit sex from 16-year-olds. I mean, it's one thing, I guess, if you don't support... I mean, there are people who support, for example, lowering the age of consent. All right? Lowering it 18, 16, 14. It's only 16 in D.C. Right? And if you do, then you can make an argument that what Foley's doing wasn't so bad. I still got severe problems with it. I mean, the people are pages. And they're struggling to get ahead in Washington. They're struggling to get jobs. And they understand that sometimes you have to get sex to get ahead. I mean, folks, it happens in Hollywood, right? I mean, we all know of the actors and actresses that have supposedly slept their way to a good part. Well, Washington ain't so different. It's a power structure. Lord knows it's not based on meritocracy. Very few people are hired or fired based on their skills. They're hired based on who they know. In fact, Foley made the quid pro quo expressly clear. He says in one of the emails where you had, this was from Tyson Vivian, who... talked about the fact that Foley would send him inappropriate emails and IMs, and he didn't want the sexual talk, but he did want a job in Washington, and so he, you know, kept talking with the congressman and asked the congressman in one IM exchange about Zach Womp of Tennessee. He's a Republican, and, you know, what do you think about him? And I'm thinking of working for him, and Foley responds with sex talk. And Vivian goes back to the point. I'm talking about, Womp. Should I work for him? What do you think about him? And Foley says, hey, you know, hang out with me and I'll get you good jobs. You know, I really need to get the exact quote. I'll try to get that during the break. But he expressly links sexual favors with advancement. I got a real problem with that. And the amazing thing is when you compare that with, say, Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, as the Republicans are doing, and, hey, I got problems with that too, but he wasn't directly responsible for her advancement. To the extent he was, I got the same problems with it. But what's interesting is when you see the Republicans say, oh, yeah, but he had sex with Monica. Well, Foley had sex with, we know, at least one 21-year-old former page. That came out today in the Los Angeles Times. So... let's not pretend like Foley hasn't had sex with these people. And we know, for example, that he's soliciting a 17-year-old for sex, asking him to come by his house for sex. This is probably where Foley crossed the line into breaking the law. Breaking a law, by the way, that he set up. Since, as I said, the age of consent in D.C. is 16, but not if you lure someone across state lines. That's Foley's bill as head of the Exploited Children Task Force. And you have the page saying to Foley, I'm not 18 yet. It's illegal. You have the 17-year-old telling the congressman who drafted the bill making it illegal that it's illegal. And what is the response of Republican leadership? It's the same response as the Catholic Church. The victims are not as important as avoiding the embarrassment. Children get sexually abused all the time. It's no big deal. If a 52-year-old wants to hit on a 16-year-old and promise him advancement in Washington if he diddles him around a little, no big deal for the party of, quote, family values, unquote. What's important is to persecute monogamous gay couples. It's important to persecute consenting adults who want to have equal rights in America. But if a closeted gay man wants to hit on children, we have to worry about the embarrassment. Isn't that exactly what the Catholic Church did? Just transfer the priest to another parish. Let him hit on little boys there. We can't allow it to affect the Catholic Church. Even James Dobson, fundamentalist, is saying, it's just a joke. Just a joke. And so what it makes me think of is all the closeted gay people in Washington. And yes, Washington's full of them. It's not the only place. I mean, it's hardly an inside scoop to tell you Washington's full of them. I can tell you Los Angeles is full of them in Hollywood. There are a number of actors who are hiding their sexual orientation, much as Rock Hudson did. Tom Cruise, for example, has often been mentioned as someone who's gay. I don't know whether he is or not. There's some evidence that he is. But the point is that people understand that it ruins their careers. And so what we find today in Washington, and it's very interesting, is a separation by party. Most Democratic staff, most Democratic members of Congress are indeed out. Some of them aren't. I know of a senator who I really think it's about time comes out of the closet. There's no reason why this senator doesn't come out of the closet. As a Democrat in a state that's pretty tolerant of gay people, this senator, I think, would do a lot of good by coming out. I won't mention the name. Maybe I should. Maybe I should. But it's a open secret in Washington. Now, there's another senator that's a Republican that's been talked about. This person, I understand why this senator doesn't come out. But, you know, you look at the closet. You look at a guy like Jim McGreevy, former governor of New Jersey. And he was subject to blackmail. And I don't defend at all what he did. It's not the being gay that matters. It's the fact that he let this, I think, Israeli contractor be head of Homeland Security without any experience in the matter. Now, admittedly, you know, President Bush does it for Mike Brown, head of FEMA, so I'm not saying it's only about a gay relationship. But yes, if you are closeted and gay, you are subject to blackmail. But I also think that what does this mean when we have public officials that are only come out when they're caught in sex scandals? What does that say to Americans? I mean, the sad thing is that all of the great, great majority of gay people, of gay men and lesbian women who do very good at their jobs, who are well-functioning, people like Alistair Gamble, for example, who was the leading Arabic translator in the military. This guy was a whiz at Arabic translation, really a great ally in helping our war against Al-Qaeda. Again, no one would even know he was gay if he weren't forced out of the military. So maybe some of these people should come clean. I don't know. Or maybe it's my obligation to tell you about some of the hypocrites. To tell you about people who are gay, but at the same time, well, they're voting against gay rights. Should they be outed? Who is the typical closeted gay Republican, and how do they survive? How do they live in their own minds with their hypocrisy? And what is happening in Washington right now? I'll talk about that and also take your calls. 888-488-MARK or 877-4-HEAD-ON. We'll be right back after this.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
What's Head On with Bob Kincaid? This is Head On with Bob Kincaid.
The only hope that George Bush had after he raped the Treasury, after he ripped us off, the only hope he had for balancing out the amount of the bad paper that he had to go and hang in China was to take control of the means by which China would receive oil. Iraq is one of the faucets. The other faucet is Iran. If he can control those two things, he can continue to hang bad paper on China, and on the other end, act as the dealer outside the schoolyard to China's little junkie. Does this make sense?
It makes perfect sense, but I haven't heard it said in that concise a manner. Nobody has made the loop so small that everybody can realize.
Head on with Bob Kincaid, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, only at headonradionetwork.com and radiopower.org.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. There's a place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. A place where people will give you food and shelter after a flood. There's a place where, when you need it most, someone will reach out their hand, put it across your shoulder and say, "Everything's going to be okay." That place is called America, where we look out for each other. And it's up to us to keep it that way. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Okay, so now we pretty much know all the details of Foleygate. They're still coming out. Again, we find that, of course, through Jim Colby, a congressman knew as early as 2000. We know that Hastert knew as early as 2003. We know that he did indeed have sex with Pages after they were 18. We know that he tried to have sex with Pages before they were 18. And we know that the Republicans, even James Dobson, the leader, if you will, of the Christian fundamentalists, they just think it's a joke. Not that big a deal. Again, punish monogamous gay couples, but don't punish sexual predators if it could harm the Republicans. And, of course, they're blaming Democrats. How dare this come out now, right before November? Well, apparently, there's lots of news that came out long before then, Republicans. And if only you had focused on it, it wouldn't be coming out right before the election. But, of course, their view is better to leave the sexual predator alone than it is to, hurt Republicans in an election. So let's talk about who are gay Republicans. Again, most of them are not like Mark Foley. I mean, let's be clear. Most of them are not hitting on children. Very few gay people are hitting on children. By the way, to the extent that anyone, particularly those in the fundamentalist groups, who try to blame Foley's conduct as some typical gay thing, let's just bring out the statistics one more time and be clear. 98% of all people who are pedophiles, who hit on children, who try to have sex with kids, 98% are heterosexual men. The other 2% are heterosexual women, as we've heard of a very few cases involving teachers usually, and gay men. 98% are straight men. And hey, there are those in Congress too. I mean, look at Senator Strom Thurmond, who I saw from his wheelchair reach up and oh so casually with the back of his hand rub the nipple, I'm sorry to say this on the air, but of the breast of a young woman. She wasn't a page. She was probably 22, 23, and she was embarrassed and giggled and backed up. And, of course, being that he could hardly hear at that point and maybe not see so well, I guess he could argue that he didn't know what he was doing. I thought he knew what he was doing. This is the same guy, remember, who raped a 16-year-old. Raped, not consensual sex, raped a 16-year-old, a black maid working in his home in South Carolina in the 1920s. I don't want anyone telling me that a black woman working in the house of a very powerful man in South Carolina in the 1920s at age 16 could refuse his request to have sex. And when a woman has no power to refuse consent, I call it rape. So this happens heterosexually too. The question is, what is anyone going to do about it? Well, the Republican answer, of course, actually, Ray LaHood, who is a relatively respectable member of Congress, he's not at all a, pound the Bible, throw all the gays in prison kind of guy. He's for Republican. He's a fairly respectable member of Congress. Ray LaHood said, get rid of the PAGE program. Congressmen can't be trusted to keep their hands off 16-year-olds. So remove the 16-year-olds from Congress. That's an answer. That's a really good idea. Republican congressmen aren't safe around children, so let's just remove the children. Doesn't make sense to me. So again, who are the Republicans in Congress? Who are the gay Republicans and who are the staffers? I know a number of them. I worked on the Hill, as those of you who regularly listen know, for 3 years, almost 3 years, in 01 through 03. And I know a lot of closeted gay Republicans because they weren't that closeted. They were fairly out, just not out to their member of Congress. Just not out. And the members of Congress who were gay were out, but just not out to their constituents. So does anyone have a right to know? I mean, isn't your sexual life private and shouldn't remain private? I guess, but I'm not so sure. I mean, let's look at the example of some people who've already come out, all right? There's the case that I have on my website about Brian Bennett. Hey, Brian Bennett worked for one of the most anti-gay Republicans ever to be in Congress, Bob Dornan. Bob Dornan, who probably spoke more against gay rights than any other. I mean, led the fight to persecute gay people. And he worked for him. Why? Why would he work for such a man? Well, Bennett will tell you, as most gay Republicans will tell you, I just care too much about other aspects of the Republican agenda. I hate taxes. I think oil companies need subsidies. I don't think poor people should get a leg up. I hate abortion. I believe in prayer in schools. Whatever part of the Republican agenda they support, that's why they're Republicans. That's why people are Republicans. And the fact that they happen to be gay, they're like, well, that's my private life, and it's none of your business, it's none of anyone else's business. And to some extent, they have a point. I mean, I don't think people should talk about people's private sexual lives generally. But what if you're actively helping someone harm other gay people, as Bennett did, until he finally came out? And what if, let's look at it a different way, what if the member of Congress might just change their views about gay people if they knew that one of their most trusted people working for them happened to be gay? Brian Bennett described in his article how he came out to Bob Dornan after being practically a member of Dornan's family for decades, 10 or 20 years. And how Dornan responded. It ended it. It ended any hope of Bennett's advancing his career. And it ended the very close relationship that Dornan had with Bennett. And what did it do to Bennett? Well, Bennett, interestingly enough, was a victim of a hate crime. One of those things, by the way, that Republicans don't support. They don't think that anyone who, beats up someone because they're gay or black or Jewish or Asian should be punished, anymore. Ku Klux Klan burns a cross on a black people's yard should be punished no more differently than someone who burns a bunch of leaves on their neighbor's yard. Well, Bennett, like too many gay people, was the victim of a hate crime. And he felt he could not go to the police to report it. Because if he did, he would be outed, and that would harm his member of Congress. So, a perpetrator of a hate crime, and someone who assaulted someone who beat someone up for being gay, went free because Bennett was in the closet. Now, again, a 20-year relationship between Bennett and Dornan. You really should read this article because it very much shows the problems of a gay Republican. And was gone. Because Dornan couldn't take knowing that this person who he'd had a friend with for 20 years was gay. You know, it's interesting. One of the things I think that does the best to combat racism or anti-Semitism or homophobia is to have a close friend or neighbor or member of your family let you know they're gay. Even as evil a man as Dick Cheney, he's a pretty evil man, when he found out that his daughter was gay, suddenly reversed himself on the issue of whether gay people should have the same rights to marry as straight people. Now, until that time, I'm sure he'd be right out persecuting gay people, but not when his own daughter's gay. We know, for example, that Rick Santorum, one of the most notoriously anti-gay senators, found out that his main staffer, Trainum, I think was his name, came out as gay. And what's very interesting is that Justice Lewis Powell of the Supreme Court, who was the swing vote in the Bowers versus Hardwick decision, the 5-4 decision that said that consenting adults who have sex, who are gay, can be jailed for that. Jailed for that. He was the swing vote, 5-4. His own clerk was gay. And he had said publicly, after he was no longer justice of the Supreme Court, that if he had known that this man, this clerk who he trusted, were gay, he probably wouldn't have voted the way he did. So maybe some of these people should be outed. Maybe so. Let's go to Dave in Humboldt County, California. Dave, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hey, Mark. Some of the right-wing media has simply found the easiest route is to claim that Mark Foley is a Democrat. I also wonder if he really were, huh?
Go ahead, make your point.
If he really were a Democrat, would they be as inclined to minimize the importance of it as they are right now?
Absolutely not. You bring up a great point, Dave. On Bill O'Reilly's show, three times they flashed up the little, you know, those things that they I don't even know what you call them, the subtitles, I guess, that you put under a congressman to show who he is. They had Mark Foley, D, Florida. The banner font, I'm told by my producer, that's what it's called. Okay, the banner font. The banner said Mark Foley, D, Florida. Three times. And later on when Fox was asked to apologize and to make, you know, to correct the record, they said, everyone knows Foley's Republican. So, you know, part of me wonders, this was really early on in the story, if maybe they were hoping it wouldn't grow to such a big scandal, and then some people would actually think that Foley was a Democrat. But, no, you raise a good point, Dave. And I'll tell you, when you look at how they treated Bill Clinton, I think it's clear they would never minimize this if Foley were a Democrat.
They aren't always as honorable as we'd like to hope. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. I don't think they're ever as honorable as we would like to hope. When we come back, I want to talk about higher up in the food chain, people who are not staffers, but actually members of Congress. And when is it appropriate to out a gay Republican or a gay Democrat, for that matter? Is it ever appropriate? The gay community has mostly said no, has mostly said, look, we understand that people have the right to their privacy, and even when someone is actively fighting gay rights, we're not going to out them. It's amazing, really, when you think about the maturity. I mean, after all, the gay community consists of millions of Americans, and yet there are very few that are outing these politicians. Why is that? Toll free, 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275, or 877-4HEAD-ON. We'll be right back after this.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters. All you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
Listen, man, adding fractions is no big deal.
Nah?
No, you just got to find what they call the common denominator. Let me show you.
All right.
Now, see these bottom numbers?
Yeah.
These are the denominators. That one's a 4 and that one's an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You just double both of these numbers so that becomes an 8 too. Then you add them up.
Man, you sure make this easy.
Charles Bennett always dreamed that after college he'd return to the old neighborhood as a teacher. But without the money for tuition, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Sure.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. Call 1-800-332-UNCF. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. So what is to be done, if anything, about closeted gay people that are in power? And let me be very, very clear. There's no problem with openly gay people who have positions of authority, because there's no problem with black male, because there's no problem with being gay, and because, well, they're just part of the warp and fabric of American society. I'd like to see more openly gay officials out there. But with closeted gay people, what is to be done? You know, there were rumors about Congressman Ed Schrock of Virginia for years before he was caught on a sex line and, of course, forced to resign. So, I mean, I don't think that in someone who's openly gay, if they're on a sex line, that's, you know, that's their right. Or straight, or anyone. People want to talk sex on the phone to adults. I think that is private. I don't think that should be brought to light. You know, I'm not even sure I'm real comfortable with adultery being brought to light. Clearly, a single person should have their sex life private, but I'm not even so sure I'm comfortable talking about a man's adulterous affairs. After all, it's legal. It's not particularly a good thing. I'll agree with you there. But in the end, I guess that's between a husband and wife, or a husband and husband, or a wife and wife. It's between the couples, I think, rather than for the public. And that's true whether it's, you know, Bill Clinton or John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King, or the rumors that George Bush Sr. or Eisenhower, Republicans, had affairs. I'm not real comfortable about that. But with closeted gay politicians who are actively hurting gay people, well, that may be something different. So I posted on my website an article back in 1992 by the newspaper The Advocate, the gay newspaper, about a certain Republican congressman from Northwest Louisiana named Jim McCreary. Jim McCreary has as anti-gay a voting record as you will find. in the House of Representatives. Completely against, I mean, he's gone from, if you look at his voting record over the years, from someone who was not so bad about gay rights to get worse and worse and worse as the Republican Party gets worse and worse and worse. And I'm sure it's a career move. Heck, you know, even in the South, even in the era of Orville Faubus and segregation, you'll find that most of those anti-desegregation, anti-integration Southern politicians were not so much racist until they realized that being racist would help them win elections. So, the same may be true for Jim McCreary. But you also find in this story a number of people, men, who say they've had sex with him. So what is to be done about Jim McCreary? Well, I'm not outing him here the way I see it. I'm not, because it's already been published. I'm merely providing an article that's been published on my website. You can go there, radioinsidescoop.com. You can read the evidence for yourself. I don't know whether he is or is not gay. I do know that a lot of men claim to have slept with him. And I do know that eventually he married a woman. So maybe that would try to get rid of the rumors. I don't know. But it seems to me that I guess it is fair game. I think hypocrisy is fair game. If Bill Clinton, instead of being the kind of person who admitted that he had adulterous affairs with Jennifer Flowers in 60 Minutes in 1992, if he was the kind of person who said adultery is evil, it's preached against in the New Testament, Jesus is against divorce, and adultery is one of the Ten Commandments, and I am not an adulterer, and I condemn all those who do such a thing, and then he were caught with Monica Lewinsky, would it be relevant? You bet. You bet, because it's hypocrisy. I mean, I don't care if people gamble in Las Vegas. I'll admit, I've gone to Vegas. I've laid a wager or two. Not a tremendous amount of money, but I like to play games of chance. But if someone preaches that gambling is an unmitigated sin and then is gambling, heck, if someone preaches that dancing is unmitigated sin, I got no problem with dancing. But if you preach that dancing is evil and you're caught dancing, then I think dancing is relevant. So I think the hypocrisy is relevant, which is why I'm so sorely tempted to out some Republicans whose names haven't been in the press. But I'm not doing it. Not yet, I guess. I don't know why. Maybe I should. I'll tell you this, though. Ken Mellman, the head of the Republican Party, there's certainly rumors about him. You can read about those rumors again on my website. I'm not reporting anything that hasn't already been reported. When is it relevant? The irony is that part of me is against outing these people because I feel that people should be able to find their own way. The best way for someone to come out is for someone to come out themselves, not to be outed by someone else. For someone to recognize who they are, say there's nothing wrong with being gay or lesbian, and this is who I am, and it's got nothing to do with the way I carry out my business. But we live in a society that still persecutes gay people. When Alistair Gamble, one of the best Arabic translators in the military, is kicked out of the military for being gay, when our country has said, in effect, that if a terrorist threat goes untranslated, and if people die because, well, Alistair Gamble was kicked off the military, we life's about making choices, and we would rather thousands of Americans die than allow a gay man to help serve his country. That's the choice that the American people make. So, I don't know. I mean, I want these people to come out. I don't want them to be hypocrites. There are rumors, I should tell you, in Congress about a number of members of Congress in both parties, though I should tell you that all but one that I know of are Republicans. And some of them, most of them, I'm sure, are not hitting on children. They're in Some are in monogamous relationships. Should their public know their sexual orientation? Well, I want to live in a world, at the end of the day, where sexual orientation doesn't matter. I want to live in a world where people, consenting adults, can marry each other, and it doesn't matter whether they're male or female. It just matters if they love and honor and cherish each other. And because I want to live in a world where sexual orientation doesn't matter, I guess that's why I'm most hesitant to out someone. But, I don't know, as the hypocrisy gets worse, I may change my mind on this. So, if you have a view, post it on the website, send me an email, let me know. And feel free to post already publicized versions. I guess I've come that far. I'm willing, if not to create rumors, at least to publish what has already been out there to try to stop some of the anti-gay hypocrites who happen to be gay themselves. That's it for the Inside Scoop. By the way, those of you that were expecting to have the Green candidate for governor of Ohio, Bob Fitrakis, on today, he had to cancel at the very last minute. I'm very sorry about that. I will try to reschedule him for a later time. But for now, this is Mark Levine signing off.
Friends and enemies too, if there's any of you out there. Glad to have all of you along with us here on the Guy James Show this afternoon. A very newsworthy and eventful day. Nothing huge happened, but nonetheless, a lot of news coverage today on all the networks and so forth. So we've been trying to keep up with that here in the past hour or so. Both the news conferences from the Ethics Committee. Seems odd to be saying Ethics Committee. They haven't met in how long now, before today? The only reason they met today is because they absolutely had to. Remember Tom DeLay a while back tried to get away with, well, did get away with shutting down the Ethics Committee in his own case and all. But anyway, that's beside the point. Welcome to the show today, coming to you from the blue waters and sandy beaches of beautiful Fort Myers, Naples area, Florida. The Gulf water temperature is 85 today. It went down 1 degree from yesterday. So, 85, I don't know. It might be a bit cold. And it's a beautiful day here in Southwest Florida. I hope it's nice where you're at as well. fall weather starting to set in a few places here and there, although it's been unseasonably warm a few places around the country, I see, up until yesterday. So it's still running around 80, 88, 90 degrees here most every day, but we're ready to cool off as well. Love fall, although it's a different kind of a fall here in Southwest Florida. Was born and raised in the Midwest, of course, and you know how the leaves turn color and all that. Why it's they don't do that here, but it's a different thing, a completely different thing. In fact, you except for the temperature, you hardly notice the season changes, which you know is a good thing. I'm not one of those ones that have to have four seasons. If I did, I guess I wouldn't live here, right? A lot to talk about today, and we hope you'll participate in the program. That's important. 866-546-5254. How about some of you that normally don't call working up the courage to give the show a call today, huh? 866-546-5254. Those of you that have been silent all this time, wouldn't it be a good thing to pick up the phone today and identify yourself and get your 2 cents worth in on the program? I think it'd be a good thing. So we'll be very gentle. We'll initiate you onto the program oh so gently. And all you have to do is call 866, and it's toll-free, by the way. It's our nickel, 866-546-5254. We'd love to say hello to all the folks over at Powers and Morrison. We'd like to hi to the folks at White Rose Society and Radio Power and Democratic Underground and Democrats.com and SmirkingChimp.com. And, of course, the whole gang, the millions and millions of people at the Head On Radio Network. And the chat room over there, I see, is just a blazing away. We try and keep track of that during the program and our email and everything. It's a bit difficult to keep it all going, but we try and do that. And, hey, just on a private note, hey, Pamela, clear up in Montana, thanks for the cartoon. I got a good laugh out of it. I really did. Now, a little later on in the program, we're going to talk about the senatorial races around the country. The way I have it figured right now, I think... if we went into an election today, I think the Senate would be 49-49 and a couple of toss-ups. I think it's going to be that close. I really do. And it's going to get... and, of course, we've got something we hope big happening around the country today, although I haven't heard one word about it in the media. The World Can't Wait marches today. They were hoping for a massive turnout. So far, I don't see any evidence of that anywhere. We had several people who promised to give us a call and let us know what was happening at those marches. And as I understand it, most of them weren't to take place until, well, just a few minutes ago, maybe. So maybe we'll hear from some of the folks there. I do hope so. We were planning on...